Hi, this is Chase Masterson, founder of the Pop Culture Hero Coalition, the first ever organization to make a stand against bullying, racism, misogyny, LGBT bullying, cyberbullying, and other forms of hate using pop culture stories that we love. We all love superheroes. Why not be one? Check out our website at www.popcultureherocoalition.org. Follow us on Facebook at Pop Culture Hero Coalition and on Twitter at Superhero IRL. Thanks so much.
So despite our fascination with matters legal in the entertainment profession, it still seems that when it comes to actually seeking legal advice, good legal advice, for our own cases, trials and tribulations, a little bit reluctant to do so. Recent research from the Law Superstore suggests that one in four people avoid using legal services when they need the advice of an experienced lawyer. Now, to address this issue, clearly the message is bring on board a Yorkshireman. They'll know what it's all about. Bring on board somebody who is the chief executive officer of the Law Superstore. It's the legendary Matthew Briggs. Good morning, Matthew.
Yeah, good morning.
So this particular story, I mean, we can kind of understand, because every so often there are horror stories of people who have bad experiences with the legal profession. We are bombarded with all sorts of lines with respect to whether it be PPI, other factors and so on. But it is fairly critical that actually people do seek the advice of an expert. After all, you wouldn't necessarily engage a drill to do some self-home brain surgery if you wanted a surgeon.
Indeed, but that is the reality of the situation. The problem we've got in the UK is there are 11,000 law firms, so it's a very crowded and confusing marketplace, and in fact that problem will only exacerbate as there's another 1,000 law firms that will be in the marketplace as of the end of this year. So it's growing, and the confusion is growing for the consumer to navigate their way around it.
Oh, indeed. I mean, we just have to look at the number of students and undergraduates studying law degrees at universities to realise that there's an ongoing sort of swathe of legal bods coming through the profession. But in terms of this whole sort of system, what's the best way to work through this whole process? Because we're looking at some of the results of this survey. One in ten folk surveyed actually thought that the fees for buying and selling a home would be £7,000 or more. A similar figure thought divorce fees would come to around about £9,000. One can understand if that's the sort of feeling that actually, well, you know, we'll do it ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, that's the entire premise of why we've built the Law Superstore. It's taken us 3 years to build it, and then essentially we've created a single marketplace online for the consumer to find, research, and then choose their appropriate legal service provider. And in doing that, we've created a lot of transparency, primarily around price. So we're the only platform out there that allows the consumer to search and compare on price across 135 legal services, anything from a simple will to a complex shareholder agreement if you run a business. But the reality of the situation is that legal services are not as expensive as what the consumer believes. There is a significant amount of misconception out there with the consumer thinking that legal services are expensive, and in fact the reality is that they are far less.
That's really the critical aspect, really, because there is this sort of notion that suddenly once the L word is mentioned, or litigation, it's always as though we kind of follow what's happening in the United States and think, well, if we haven't sued at least four people before we actually reach lunch on a morning, we haven't really sort of been doing our stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not all about litigation. It's not all about, you know, suing somebody. It can be to protect yourself, you know, a will, a shareholder agreement. All those things are proactive purchases to make sure that you are preparing for the future and you're looking after what you've no doubt worked hard for. There is a real problem in the UK that 68% of people do not have a will. And if they die intestate, then it does create a lot of problems for their successors. So, and the same issue lies with the shareholder agreement. You know, that's their business. In some occasions, you build a business with you think your best friend and somebody you'll never fall out with. The reality is that you do, and without a shareholder agreement, the assets and the business is not fully protected.
And presumably we're also in that notion that, you mentioned it there actually, that litigation is not always the route that's actually taken. You don't have to go to court. There can be out-of-court settlements if you've actually got a good relationship with your lawyer, whether it's dealing with a landlord, whether it's dealing with a contract or some sort of thing. These things can be settled without necessarily going the full legal way.
Yeah, absolutely. And the judicial system has sort of facilitated that. You know, what the profession is trying to do is not clog up the court systems, is to take a more sensible approach to agreeing amicable settlements, and as you say, that is certainly a more popular route now. Actually ending up in court is on the decline, and that can only be a good thing.
So what's the best way to actually sort of follow through this? Is it a case of just check out the Law Superstore? Although I must admit, I do love the title that you gave to the company in 2012 of the joys of brilliant law. I mean, that's fantastic. I mean, brilliant idea, brilliant law. Great.
That was it. So that was a law firm that was built in a slightly different way. But yeah, the Law Superstore, the three W's, thelawsuperstore.co.uk, and on there are a whole range of law firms from around the UK offering their services, all in transparent pricing, where you can look at other clients' reviews and select the right legal service provider for your needs.
Mm. And again, it is all about communication, because certainly in this very time poverty rich or time poverty based society which we live in, even though you might think, oh, I'll just put my own case together, it's not the best way forward. The amount of research you're going to have to do and so on, when you've got the experts on hand to actually help through that, wouldn't necessarily be the most advisable course to take.
No. And you know, there is a bit of information, some research that we carry out that within small businesses, trying to do legal services themselves or not doing anything about it at all causes about £10 billion worth of loss of earnings due to physical or mental illness as a result of not taking that legal advice. The message here is legal services are not expensive as you think they are. Don't necessarily need to do the research yourself in terms of scouring the market. It's all in one place, and that's on the Law Superstore.
I suppose that's the other sort of final thing in terms of there's such a range of choice that we actually got. I'm reminded of the old Buddhist saying, where there is choice, there is misery. You do actually almost want a one-stop shop, which presumably is really what the Law Superstore can provide.
It does. It just allows you to go online through any device and select what's important to you. So if you want a law firm that's nearest to you, or one with the highest quality score, or the one that, I don't know, has free parking, all those attributes are there to search on, and you can select all, and it's all free to use in terms of searching. And obviously when you engage with the solicitor, once you've instructed them, then that's when payment's taken.
See, Matthew, this is why I knew at the start, when we knew you were from Yorkshire, it was going to be a cracking interview. It's celebrating the joyousness of let's face it, God's own country. Yeah, that's a good classic line.
Yeah.
Two final questions for you, good self. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah,
good.
Yeah, great.
Well, hopefully we could prevail upon you to join us again from the Law Superstore and keep us appraised of all other bits and pieces. Will you be kind enough to return sometime?
I will indeed. No problem at all.
Hooray!
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes, you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.
Offering prestigious accommodation, ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs. A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate elderly residential and nursing service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare. To find out more, please telephone 01642 308188 88 or visit our website, rosevillecarecentre.com. Roseville Care Centre.
Here are some handy tips and information regarding your hospital bedside TV, radio and phone service. TV channels 1 to 5 are free to use at certain times every day, so check your screen for details. To help you keep in touch with friends and loved ones, outgoing calls are also free all day, every day, to landline numbers that begin with 01, 02 or 03. Radio channels can be listened to absolutely free at any time of day. If you fancy a film, we have over 80 great films to choose from, to suit all ages and all film tastes. Why not check out the free film trailers and see if there's anything you fancy? If the latest blockbuster film isn't your thing, then how about one of our classic films, such as The Great Escape, Rain Man, or Some Like It Hot?
250.
250?
Yeah.
You're crazy. You ought to be locked up. You too. 250 guys just walking down the road just like that.
Of course, I'm an excellent driver.
You know how to drive?
Yeah.
Rain Man! You never touch the steering wheel when I'm driving. Do you hear me?
Of course, I don't have my underwear.
To find out more about Bedside Entertainment Services and find a bundle to suit your needs, just pick up the Bedside phone and speak to the friendly Hospedia customer care team. They'll help you find the best deal. And remember, to contact Hospital Radio, just pick up the phone and dial *800.
Hi, this is Chase Masterson, founder of the Pop Culture Hero Coalition, the first ever organization to make a stand against bullying, racism, misogyny, LGBT bullying, cyberbullying, and other forms of hate using pop culture stories that we love. We all love superheroes. Why not be one? Check out our website at www.popculturehero.org. Follow us on Facebook at Pop Culture Hero Coalition and on Twitter at Superhero IRL. Thanks so much.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium.
Hang on. Slow down. One tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, that's the recipe.
Oh, if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right,
or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989, or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Prime ministers
and presidents
may come and go, but the certainty of exemplary entertainment on the Midweek Drive
and the Midweek Drive Morning Edition
remains.
That's Lily Holloman. Affecting an accent.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential and nursing care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough, providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential, nursing and dementia service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 22 33 34. That's 01642 22 33 34. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Hi, this is Jean Bruce Scott.
And Randy Reinholz.
And when we're not busily producing some of the most outstanding Native American theater in Los Angeles,
we always like to check out the best of British audio adventures with Alex Lefchuk and his team of the Midweek Drive.
And Midweek Drive morning editions on Siren FM.
And Southside Broadcasting. Podbean.com.
From LA to Lincoln and via sirenonline.co.uk to the world, it's time for the Midweek Drive to connect with investigative filmmaker and planetary truth seeker, the one, the only, Phil Leoners.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate elderly residential and nursing service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 22 3334 or visit our website at parkvillecarecentre.com. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Here are some handy tips and information regarding your hospital bedside TV, radio and phone service. TV channels 1 to 5 are free to use at certain times every day, so check your screen for details. To help you keep in touch with friends and loved ones, outgoing calls are also free all day, every day, to landline numbers that begin with 01, 02 or 03. Radio channels can be listened to absolutely free at any time of day. If you would like to access a paid service, such as our wide range of TV channels, Sky Sports, our great range of films, or just need a little internet access, then you'll need to buy a bundle. Buying a longer stay bundle will give you the best value for money, so try to buy a bundle to suit your maximum length of stay. If you pay for a TV service with your debit or credit card and happen to leave the hospital earlier than expected, then just contact our customer care team from your bedside phone. They may be able to downgrade your bundle to a shorter duration and give you a partial refund. To find out more about bedside entertainment services and find a bundle to suit your needs, just pick up the bedside phone and speak to the friendly Hospedia customer care team. They'll help you find the best deal. And remember, to contact Hospital Radio, just pick up the phone and dial *800.
From Airwolf, Magnum PI, and Saint Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
So we're heading through the season of mists and mellow fruitfulness. The nights are drawing in, and maybe, just maybe, we should actually just return to the cave. Or maybe not. Recent research has suggested that although there's a tendency, as put together by American Express and Nectar, to want to go into hibernation, maybe we need to
battle against that? Maybe we aren't really sort of coping with autumnal changes as much as we can. To really address the key findings behind this survey, we're delighted to welcome a true Renaissance woman, a psychologist and general all-round wonderful soul. It's Emma Kenny back with us. How are you, Emma?
Fabulous introduction. I have to ring you every day.
Oh, well, it's positivity, which sometimes helps to counteract the, oh, Lord, it's October and November. We can't get out of bed at all.
No, you're absolutely right. Obviously, there's a real physiological reason why we struggle more in the dark nights and the winter months, because obviously we don't have as much white light on our skin, and that's really important for vitamin D, which is really important to regulate all our chemicals in our brain and make us feel active. So we are genuinely counteracting those effects by doing things, as you suggest, like motivating yourself to change the way that you hibernate and instead activate going out and doing things that can actually change the way that you feel psychologically and physically.
Mm. I mean, this particular survey, as we mentioned, conducted by American Express and Nectar, 3/4 of British folk actually admit that they just lack the inclination to enjoy any days out.
Yeah.
The clocks go back, of course, a week or so's time. Obviously, there are lines like we need to take more vitamin D, we need to actually look at ways in which we can combat the very real notion of seasonal affective disorder and so on. And it's very easy, obviously, to turn around and say, well, just brighten up, spark up for the whole thing. But say, putting that into practice can be a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, and what you just noted then about seasonal affective disorder, obviously, the majority of people who have taken part in this study will just be noting that they're experiencing the winter blues, which is really common. Actually, about 80% of people feel a difference between the winter and summer months. And like you noted, 76%, to be fair, in your area, said that they struggle with days out in the winter months. But the same question was asked about the summer months, and what people said was that usually they had about 15 days out in the summer months with family and friends, and that actually massively lifted their mood and made them feel good. So we kind of know what we need to do. The worst thing you can do is hibernate. When we hibernate, we get in from work, we put on our sloppy joes, we go in the kitchen, we cook something that's stodgy, because we're kind of desperate to get that kick of energy. And whilst it has an instant change and might make us feel a bit better immediately, in the long term that actually makes us feel worse. So there are some really clear rules when you come down to trying to battle issues around the moody blues, and to be fair, they are completely reversible. So simply going out for a walk in your dinner hour so that you can get some white light on your skin, ideally with a colleague, because socialization also counteracts that kind of feeling of being sad. And on top of that, make sure that you introduce lots of really healthy greens to your food. And if you like fish, loads of oily fish. You know, if you like your meat, make sure that you're sticking to meat with a nice, you know, full of green vegetables as on the side. Those kind of little things can make a huge difference. As you noted, actually, vitamin D supplements can be really helpful as well. But it has to come down to you motivating yourself. And actually, a lot of people will say, well, I just don't have the energy. I don't have the energy to do it. The consequence of that is that limits what you do, and actually what you need to do is flip that around and say, well, actually, you know what, it might feel a bit of an effort going out and meeting my friends, and it might feel a little bit of an effort going on a 10-minute walk, but actually the benefits of that are going to far outweigh the effort. And it's just having that mindset where you realize that you're in charge of changing the way that you feel and reversing those impacts that the nights are having on us and are going to have more on us as they said, the clocks change again.
It may be winter outside, but in our minds it's always summer. Getting into that summer mindset is there. Although clearly, the notion of battling the moody blues, we don't advocate going up against that wonderful band from Birmingham who had some fantastic hits. You know, it's critical. You know, it's, don't know where we go on that one.
It may make you feel better.
Possibly, but
music is a great indicator in making us feel happier.
Very true. You rightly said creating a virtuous circle and getting into that whole notion is just so important. Now, clearly, if anybody could actually have a dial up Emma Kenny on the whole sort of system, then we would have no challenges whatsoever. Is it a case of, though, looking at those things, and as you rightly said, avoiding things like stodgy foods, avoiding, of course, the, oh, I'll just have another bottle of wine to actually sort of help me through the night?
Absolutely, because alcohol actually makes us sleep really badly. So it might give you an anaesthetic effect immediately and make you feel quite tired, but actually in the long term it won't help you. And also, just being savvy. I mean, I'm Northern, so I've been brought up just in a really savvy way and, like, thinking about how to make things work effectively for me. So one of the things that I constantly do is, for example, I make sure that when I go to shops, I gain points, for example, on my credit card so I can transfer them into 3-day trips out.
And your Nectar card, of course. You can use that as well.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you can. From what I can, see, they do loads of different things. I mean, I'm somebody who thinks that utilise your money so that you're not having credit. You know, you're always in the clear, but make sure that you use it so that you can go out and gather the points and then turn them into days out. And they do, apparently they do some amazing days out that you can get some. I mean, I'm really active with my kids, so we'd use Go Ape, for example, which is like that tall trees and going between ropes, and we love that. And it always feels so fantastic at the end of it, because one, I've kind of combined childcare with exercise and activity, and I'm out in the white light. So to some degree, that's a perfect example of how you can use activity to inspire the way that you feel. And like you said, you know, you do something that's really community-based. You know, you're talking to people, you're constantly trying to keep people company, because actually the radio has that real great opportunity to do that. It sits with people in people's homes, and sometimes I think that the very fact that people turn on the radio and tune in when they're on their own is because they recognise that having somebody else with them, that makes them automatically feel better. So if you are somebody who gets into that hibernation state and feels like they're putting on weight and they're not doing enough exercise, turning on the radio, reminding yourself that you're not alone, going out and making friends with people, interest groups, meeting your old family for, you know, coffee, all those things are real uplifters of mood. And if you can then again exchange your chips on the side for a salad, you know, exchange that chocolate bar for a, you know, a handful of nuts, they're easy, quick changes. But the way that that changes the way you feel about life is really, really huge. So like I said, I'm all for quick, easy changes. And those changes are something that everybody can do. Like I said, if you don't want to go out and do a massive exercise regime in a gym, just go for a walk. Ideally, go for a walk with a friend, because then you're kind of, again, doing a quick, easy fix of socialisation and exercise. And like I said, the thing about the blues, reversible, completely reversible. So like I said, try to initiate those quick fixes.
Emma, that's one of the reasons why, as I frequently said, northern folk, we just keep happy all the time. So I know it's a cliche, but yeah, we have to do that. That's the bottom line.
We're a friendly bunch. We're precisely a friendly bunch as northerners.
Precisely. And in fact, that's also one of the reasons why, as I frequently said, the Midweek Drive Morning Edition should be available on the NHS. And probably
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Emma, it's been fantastic touching base with your good self. Is there a website that you'd suggest would be useful to go to?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go on and find out, like if you're a savvy shopper like me, which I am, I always get more for my money. If you go on AmericanExpress.co.uk then /nectar, because that's where the points come from. And I was on yesterday, I'm so bad, mate, when I see research coming out, I'm like, how can it benefit me? For people
it's
who
a perfectly
send,
sane, logical scenario. Yeah. It makes perfect sense.
Exactly. Well, you know what? I actually had to check this about three times. So if you spend £2,000 on your credit card in the first 3 months, you get 20,000 Nectar points. But obviously, then you pay it back so you don't incur any interest.
Thank
you,
Emma. Exactly. You've got to work through that whole process.
Absolutely.
Emma, it's been absolutely fantastic touching base with a good self. Two final questions for you, good self. Before you head off, have you had a reasonably interesting and pleasant and energising telephonic link with us today? Has it been okay for you?
Fabulous. Thank you. And to be honest, you definitely win introduction of the century.
Oh my word. Will you be kind enough to return in the not-too-distant future, then keep
us
appraised of those other?
Anytime you want.
Emma, keep on keeping on. Many thanks indeed.
Take care now. Bye.